Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Totally Driven Entertainment Radio Network.
In the future, none of you are heroes.
You're legends.
Get driven. Stay driven.
Get your geek on at Atlantic City Boardwalk Con, celebrating comics, cosplay, and all things geek. All happening May 13th to May 15th at the Atlantic City Convention Center. Tickets on sale at doacbc.com, where you can also find a complete list of events and guests. Be sure to follow ACBC on Twitter and Facebook at doacbc for updates. Be part of the action. Visit doacbc.com for tickets today.
Cosplay Variety Show, episode number 5, hosted by Constance Drew, Mandy, and Pat. And we're opening up our Chinese food. So welcome to episode number 5, and today we have a few cool things to go over. We're going to try something new here. We got 3 of those monthly boxes things. Well, mine is quarterly, or 2 months or something. Nerdlock, Loot Crate, and the Marvel Core box. We're going to do some, like, reactions to them.
Oh, yes.
Episode 5?
Speaking to the mic.
What the fuck? It's like the 5th episode. You think you would know how to do this.
Episode 4 was our shortest episode because we were trying to get ready for the con, too.
Oh. Okay, I spaced it.
Episode 4 was trying to be short, but didn't happen that way.
Oh, yeah, you know, we still ended pretty much on time because Chris had to call in.
At the last minute.
God damn it. Fucking Merkins.
And then after we do the whole opening of the boxes, we will go to break, and then we'll talk about this weekend that just passed, which was a really fun weekend at the Great Philadelphia Comic Con, where we were doing geek speed dating. And as usual, we made like 1 million friends. So should be good to go. So I'm going to let Constance take over now because she's going to open up her first box.
I'm going to open up Nerd Box. This one I'm too excited for because I said there's going to be a fucking Weird Al item. All right, what do we got?
Oh, yes.
I don't have space for this.
Can you be a table?
Dude, this is cool. It comes with Weird Al, what he wore from The Simpsons. Comes with a little freaking accordion because he's awesome. All right, well then.
Little ditty about Homer and Marge.
Something, I don't remember the rest of the words that he had for that.
Her love for him was as big as his stomach was large.
An Archer fucking ice cube tray. What are these? What are the cubes?
I see a gun.
A bottle of liquor, Archer's face. Some guns and some. Why are there bears?
I call them groovy bears.
Oh, groovy bears!
I'm disappointed. There's no ants.
That is not how you get ants. By being disappointed that there's no ants.
Yeah, ordering Nerd Block is not how you get ants.
Shit, Manny just said 7 words.
God damn it!
I had it at 6.
Who won that poll this time?
No one took it.
All right, let's see. There's a shirt. I got a shirt. dude, there's a fucking Weird Al shirt. It looks amazing.
Oh,
it's one of his pictures from his new tour, but it's graffiti to make him look like 1980s Weird Al.
It goes really good in my face.
Yeah, like.
What's it say on it?
Tacky. What else is in here? Oh, shit! Oh, this just became the best book ever. Dude. It's a Weird Al book. Oh, my God. I'm going to read this forever. There's also a poster for The Schwartz Awakens.
What?
Dude, The Schwartz Awakens.
That's so cool.
Oh, my God.
It makes me sad, though, because it has... You know,
John Candy, and he's no longer with us.
I know. Sorry, bro.
There's also Family Guy. What do you call these things?
The koozie.
Koozie. I don't care about Family Guy, so when do you guys want it?
I'm just going to put this on my beer now.
Oh. Do you like Family Guy?
Not particularly, but it keeps my beer cold.
All right. Okay, that's it for the Nerd Block, and I 100,000% approve because there were 3 Weird Al items. I expected 1. I'm a happy camper.
Told you it was worth it.
Oh, crap. Mindy said more words.
She's over her 8. Damn it. You would have took you over. You would have won money.
I know. I'll give it to Pat to open his Civil War box. Do you need keys? You got it.
I got keys. All right, so this is the Marvel Corps box they send out like every few months. I got the Deadpool one last time, which was really good. It had a lot of cool Deadpool stuff. So this one's Civil War, so. What the fuck are you doing?
I'm just trying to get the dressing all over my salad.
So, it comes with cool patches. Ooh, a Black Panther pin. An advertisement? Oh, no, it's just a list of what's everything in here. So, get a Civil War t-shirt where it has everyone in Civil War as pop figures on the shirt. That's really cool. Let's see what else we got here. Then, Black Panther, Marvel Corps. Edition 1, variant edition.
Pat, I'm going to interrupt you there real quick. Drew said there's a monster in the fridge if you want it.
Yeah, it's too late.
Too late.
Got one of those cool lanyard holder things, which is Civil War and Pops. Oh, yes. All right, now this is really cool. Check out those Pops. Check them out.
Oh, dude, those are badass. Is it me or is Captain America looking a little chubby there? Or is it my angle?
Yo, don't cost shame him.
He looked pregnant.
Don't pop shame him.
All pops are beautiful.
All pops are beautiful. So it's really cool because it's not like your usual pops where it's just two figures and a two-pack standing. It's actually like an action scene where Captain America is defending against Iron Man about to punch him. So that's really cool. And there's also Adorbs, and it's Tony Stark. God damn it.
I thought you'd like Tony Stark.
No, I don't like Iron Man.
True. You're Team Cap.
What?
Doesn't work. So you don't like Tony Stark at all?
Not really. I never did. I mean, I like Robert Downey Jr. He made Tony Stark reasonable. I never liked him in the cartoon show or comics or anything.
They're kind of boring in those.
Oh, dude. Those pop figures, though. They're really cool. Well, that's everything that's in that box. So, if you want to open up your loot crate now.
All right. Open it and eat.
Can't wait for this shirt.
Assuming I'm correct, my guess. Oh, yeah. There we go.
You probably saw it.
I didn't, though.
What's the box? What's the lack of excitement?
And
that shirt.
I mean, it's really cool.
Look how cool the shirt is.
I don't want to get as excited as you do. Sorry. That's really cool. But to be fair, it's not my size.
From the Nerd Block. You definitely get more excited than this shirt.
That is true. But to be fair, it was Weird Al. I was only expecting 1 Weird Al item. This is really cool. But But you see, but this shirt's your size. The Weird Al shirt was my size. That's really cool, though.
The real question is it cool enough that you're going to take it from me and cut it up? That was threatened.
Probably.
She threatened it.
I'm probably. You're going to lose this shirt.
I actually have a shirt really similar to that.
That's so pretty. It has like all the characters in the background.
It has a lever.
I know.
Oh, now I'm sad. David Bowie's dead.
El Laberinto del Bowie.
I don't want it anymore because I don't want to look at it and be sad all the time. What the fuck is this? So I get a freaking drinking horn?
Yes.
After I bought you one, now I have a little mini drinking horn to go with your gigantic freaking ridiculous one.
You don't put a beer in it?
Ooh, but look at that. Look at that. Look at that little. Mine's plastic, though. I think yours is actual horn. Yours is actual horn.
You can tell because mine smells like butthole.
Yeah, this is plastic.
When Heather and Joey opened it, they both tried to blow into it.
Oh, like, like it was a real horn.
Kind of like a dog.
No, guys, it's for drinking. Chocolate milk.
Yeah,
for drinking. The socks are really cool.
Yeah, came with some neat Harry Potter socks. These are really neat. Whoa. Are these, like, all of the things that the Horcrux were in?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
That's pretty cool.
There's this little Loot Crate exclusive box. Let's see what's in it. 20-sided die ice mold.
Oh, my.
Look at that. Look at that. Look at that right there.
That's cool.
Like, giant 20-sided die ice cubes. Like, I don't think we have any glasses that would actually fit in. It doesn't fit in the horn, so. I can't use it for that.
Damn it.
It looks like there's also some kind of poster. Jerome Toy stealing the shirt.
I didn't see that in the... Yeah.
Maybe because I'm better. But she already... Mandy already missed her 8 words.
Mandy hit her quota.
Oh! What? Uncharted 4 poster. I am a man of fortune and must seek my fortune. Uncharted 4, the send.
It's also the same thing that's going to be on your new PS4 that you're getting.
I know, man. What up?
They probably saw that we pre-ordered it.
Oh, shit. They pre-ordered that. We should send them a poster, too.
I thought there was supposed to be more Uncharted stuff in there.
I thought there was, too, but I only see the one so far. There's nothing else. There's... Yeah,
see, that's the shit. That's why I stopped doing Loot Crate because they
announced
something. Because
the box is a labyrinth.
Whatever.
Drew, how angry?
Oh, I blame Connie.
For what?
You put the wrong link in the Facebook event.
I didn't put any link in the Facebook event. I just copied as what his face said. No. Face said to do.
Damn it, Beg.
So if the wrong link is in there, it's not my fault.
I'll post a link now, but I mean, it's not hard to find our show. Usually you're on our page. You can get it.
Ironically.
Is this regular garlic bread?
I hear you say you're going to post it. He's already watching the show.
Is this regular garlic bread? Can I have a bite? How mad will you be? How mad will you be if I take the shirt?
How's that?
Remember that like month there in college where I watched The Labyrinth every day?
Yes.
That's really cool.
I remember when I had like 7 copies of The Labyrinth and just start giving them out because I had 7 copies of The Labyrinth.
That's when I saw my first viewing of The Labyrinth was when Connie was binge watching it every day.
You hadn't seen it until Arcadia?
Nope.
Wow.
Didn't
even
know who
it was. Really?
Shut up.
No, oh my God.
You're fired.
I almost cried.
I'm kicking you out.
I thought I was about to become single.
Heather says we're bad at stuff. I don't even know what that means.
Heather, where's my logo? Yeah, who's bad at stuff now?
Oh, the old one.
What stuff are we bad at, Heather? We writing this out for? What's that all about?
Well, to be fair, you didn't pack up all of your Loot Crate. I mean, all your box. Your Civil War box.
Making a goddamn mess.
You left Tony out.
All right, we're at 8:15. So let's do the stoop. Not the stoop. Let's do the great, amazing commercial block. From our great advertisers. So you listen to this for the next 5 minutes of your
life.
They're
awesome.
Yeah.
And we'll be right back.
Attention sports fans, collectors, hobbyists, and autograph seekers. Are you looking for the best in sports cards and collectibles? The only name you need to know is Carl's. That's right, Carl's Cards and Collectibles in Havertown, PA not only has the best collection of sports memorabilia, cards, game, used merchandise, and autograph signings of top professional athletes, he also does custom framing too. Go to carlscards.com or like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Carl's Cards. That's Carl's Cards and Collectibles, 22 West Eagle Road in Havertown, PA. Remember, Carl's, the only and best name in sports cards and collectibles. For $5 today, you can buy a wealth of things. Gas for your car, rent a movie for the family, a few slices of pizza. $5 still takes you a long ways. But did you know that $5 can buy your child a bag of heroin in the streets? That's right. For only $5, your son or daughter can buy some of the cheapest and purest dope in the country. Be aware of the lies. Be aware of the stealing. Be aware that's all it takes to kill your child. $5. This message was brought to you by Casey's Cause, a group of parents located in southern Chester County out to save your child's life. Come join us today at www.caseyscause.com. And remember, $5 is all it takes. Casey's Cause, www.caseyscause.com.
Looking for that perfect gift for your girlfriend? Then look no further than Teddy Scares. Teddy Scares are available in a variety of styles, sizes, and prices for all your shopping needs. Teddy Scares are a mix of cute and creepy to make a great gift for almost any age. Board up your windows, lock your doors, and log on to TeddyScares.com. And be sure to become our friends at Facebook.com/TeddyScares.
Attention business owners, website owners, event promoters, or anyone looking to promote your product. The Totally Driven Entertainment Radio Network is the perfect way to spread the word of your business around the world. That's right, you can advertise at our network and be played on all of our shows at rates that are so cheap, it's a no-brainer. For more information, contact Bay Ragney at bayragney@gmail.com. To keep your business driven, stay driven with Totally Driven Entertainment.
Calling all comic book fans. Do you collect comics? Did you ever collect comics? Do you think your children might like reading comic books? Do you even know they still print real, paper, non-digital comic books? Well, then visit the Pirates of Ontario Street Comics in Philadelphia. We have a massive collection of comic books, action figures, trading cards, and much more. We have one of the largest stocks of back-issue comics in the area. We bag and board every new comic book at no extra charge. Our store is voted the best comic book shop in the 2013 PHL 17 Hot List Contest. Part of the movie Unbreakable is filmed in our store. We are open 7 days a week. Ontario Street Comics is located at 2235 East Ontario Street in the Port Richmond section of Philly. Our phone number is 215-288-7338. Type in the words Ontario Comics Philadelphia to check out our wacky stores page on Facebook.
Trash City Beads, the great bead store with the weird name. Selling beads and findings for over 25 years. Visit us online at trashcity.com. Like us on Facebook at Trash City Beads. Unique beads, charms, crystals, and findings from all over the world at wholesale prices. No store, no showroom. We are online only. Visit us at trashcity.com. Trash City Beads is your online source for the best beads on the planet. Remember the name, Trash City Beads.
Hey everybody, this is Nick Wilkinson from TV Nation and Totally Driven Radio and Entertainment. Sadly, each year, approximately 3.6 million children become victims of child abuse. My latest ebook, Child Abuse, The Ripple Effect, explores the long-lasting effects abuse can have on victims. Explore life after the abuse ends and how we cope with the tragedies of the past. Child Abuse, The Ripple Effect is available on Kindle for only 99 cents. And don't forget to check out my website, actingnotreacting.com, a common sense approach to teens in crisis. Let's work together and make this world a better place. And remember, stay driven.
Are you a fan of Sherlock Holmes? Letters from Holmes offers unique, one-of-a-kind letters from the world-famous detective himself. Handwritten on 8.5-inch by 11-inch aged parchment paper and using smudge-free ink to produce original, high-quality letters that fans will treasure for years to come. Each letter is handcrafted and written from the perspective of Sherlock Holmes, mimicking Holmes's native tongue and embracing many of the famous detective's quirks, quips, insults, and peculiarities. Order a love letter, birthday greeting, personal correspondence, or more only at www.etsy.com/shop/lettersfromholmes.
And we're back.
Oh, God damn. Shouldn't have ate that quickly.
That's what she said.
Ba-dum-ts.
Oh.
So this weekend we were at Great Philly, or the Great Philadelphia Comic Con. I should call it its proper name. Mm-hmm. And we were hosting speed dating, geek speed dating there. And it was a lot of fun. So, Drew, what were some of your favorite moments sitting at the table all weekend?
Getting 50 street passes and letting little kids wear your helmet, which you told me not to, while you were hosting speed dating in the room. How can you say no to them? They're adorable. They're like, oh my God, it's a Star-Lord helmet. Can I turn it on? And then you turn on the eyes and they light up. And the kids are like, oh my God, they light up.
Yeah. And I saw on Facebook one of the people that we met this weekend going through her feed, and I saw they're wearing my mask.
That was intentional.
Suck it.
Trebek.
It was for reasons, I think.
I think.
I don't know. After you sit at the same table for a couple hours, it all turns into a blur.
But I think, so Friday I was Kylo Ren. I was walking around with the speed dating sign. I was walking through the celebrity area, and Kel Mitchell was like, speed dating? And me and him had a nice long 20-minute conversation about speed dating and stuff like that. I almost got one of his handlers to sign up. Almost.
So close.
But he liked the whole idea of it. I thought it was awesome. And actually, Kel Mitchell's like a really cool, chill dude. Like, that was like,
awesome.
He was a really cool dude.
I met him and he was like, yo, what up, bro? I was like, dude, you don't even know who I am and you called me bro. Best day ever. I really wanted to ask him if he actually loves orange soda.
I mean, he had like, what, like 100 bottles at his desk? Like, I think just people just brought him our table. Brought him like orange soda all day long.
I know he had a case there for like taking pictures with, but you don't need a whole case of orange soda to take pictures. You just need like one. So I assume he was drinking them.
Just chugging them.
Or maybe he was selling them.
Shotgunning them.
Yo, $5, you can have this.
$5.
It would be way better if he came in and was like,
I'll touch it.
Kel, do you like orange soda? And he went, nah, man. When I was in college, man, I just drank so much orange soda, I can't take it anymore. The sight of orange things makes me nauseous.
It just makes me sick. I just want to throw up right now thinking about it. I'm trying to think. Like Friday was a little slow because, I mean, it's at Oaks. And Oaks, well, there's some great conventions there. It's just not a great location.
Not for, like,
transportation and stuff like that.
Yeah, it's not great for huge crowds.
Especially on a Friday because it takes so long to get up there. Like
and then it starts at like 3.
Starts at 3. And like if you get done work at 5, you're probably not going to get there till like 6 or 7 or 8 and the con's already over.
I like duplicated your burp.
Super professional.
Oh my God, that's so awesome. Dude, they're like the same burp.
We have like a burp counter. How many times we're not like,
a burp and fart noises. Counter. Every time Drew farts.
Every time we burp.
It starts giggling because he farted.
Every time we cough.
And we're all dying of the smell while Drew's crying and laughing.
That explains a lot of our silences.
But Saturday really got it going. Gabby joined us. She helped us out.
And she's, where's she going?
Wandering Alchemist Cosplay. She, go like her page now. Go do it. Do it.
We'll give you a minute.
Who was she on Saturday? Because I don't watch Full Metal Alchemist.
Wait. Fuck, what's her name?
It wasn't Link.
Some blonde chick.
Ed Elric's, like,
we're the worst.
Mechanic.
We're the worst friends ever.
I don't watch Full Metal Alchemist, so that makes me a bad. Oh, yeah, wasn't she Link? I thought she was Link on Saturday.
Yeah, she was Link.
But she helped.
Kill me.
She helped us out since Manny couldn't be there this time. And that was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was cool. We met people, we had fun. Met those cosplay ladies.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we met Invertus Cosplay.
It's Interventus Cosplay and Serenity's Revenge Cosplay.
Yeah.
They were really cool.
They said Interventus, I kept thinking they were saying Intravenous. And I was like, that's a really weird name for a cosplay.
I molested their Frostmourne.
Dude, their fucking armor was ridiculous that they had on display.
It really was.
And the Mandalorian mercs. well, Mark at least.
Looking at the Frostmourne that they made, I don't even want to buy the metal one anymore.
You just want to make it?
Or, dude, there's lit up, man.
Or lit up.
Or have them make it.
I want to steal it and molest it.
Yes. The answer is yes.
Yes. Actually, having a conversation with them gives me a little bit more hope for cosplay. Seeing that it takes them a long time to make their shit when we're dumb and we try to make everything in 2 weeks.
Yep. Like,
patience is a virtue that we don't have.
Not
like
at all.
Wearing two pieces of clothing, saying, "Oh yeah, this cosplay took me 6 months to make." I'm like, oh, "That's how you do it. You spread it out over time. So
you don't
want to kill yourself.
You don't try to make it in 2 weeks when you work Monday through Friday." That makes sense. Fucking cosplay.
I mean, speed dating was fun. We didn't get as big as crowds as we usually get at the other cons. And mostly that's for reasons.
What is that piano noise? No one else is hearing that?
That's probably Facebook.
Because people keep commenting on the freaking event page.
Okay.
Hey, Drew, stop being a loser.
I'm sorry.
But,
fucking Jason put the link to Gabby's cosplay page in the chat.
Well played, Jason. I'm proud of you.
What a bro. What a bro.
Jason's like our... All right, background producer that doesn't get paid for anything, does it on his own without us asking.
Oh, yes.
And I handed out so many business cards for skirts with pockets.
Dude, Missy skirts.
It's called Geek Girl Castle.
Geekgirlscastle.com for real geek girl skirts with pockets and a drawstring waistband to fit any waist from me to Drew and Pat's fat asses.
Yeah.
And Mandy, too. What's that?
Heather already knows the role. Heather, you know the role. You know the role.
I bet you the space palm.
Even if it's not person, you still have to follow the role.
She probably space palm. Thanks for listening, Heather.
Heather is the younger sibling of Mandy and Constance. And I think ever since she was 10, I told her that the role is never to repeat anything I say.
I miss her face.
We say.
Mostly me.
Did Hair Connie open it up the nerd block? There's so much Weird Al in there. I need to meet Weird Al again and make him sign that book.
On a scale from 1 to profanity.
Lots of profanity. Too bad though, it was Weird Al. Weird Al's my freaking hero.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, he is. I need to cosplay as him again.
You're excited! Feel these nipples!
That took you way too long.
It takes too long to freaking load, I guess.
You probably click play, and then like a minute or two goes by.
Like for the Weird Al stuff, it didn't take that long for my nipples to get hard. Like
the box wasn't even all the way open. You tangled on the mic.
Why do I speak? So Saturday at the con.
I don't know. What did we do? Well, I was going to say the speed dating was fun. Everyone who showed up was actually really cool.
Yeah, man.
Arnold was cool.
Oh, yeah, Jason set up some Arnold.
And we left like 2 minutes too fucking early.
Apparently a bunch of Power Rangers showed up. Like the actual Power Rangers, not just people dressed as them.
What, do we want to meet them? God damn it. It was so cool.
Amy Jo Johnson was there. That's all I cared about.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, it is. You're still 10.
I'm still 10.
You're still 10. I'm sitting there thinking, oh, man, I could go for some of her cooties.
Not what?
Because you're 10 and you're
and it's cooties.
You're still concerned about girls.
Except for Amy Jo Johnson.
Joe Johnson. Kimberly.
So it was cool. We got to see our usual Comic-Con family.
And make a bunch more. Like always. Actually, it was weird walking around the con and like people knowing us.
Oh my God.
From the cosplay page.
Yeah.
I think that was
weird.
Oh my
God, we knew everybody.
Getting assaulted by Araj.
Yeah, God, Araj. I miss Araj.
He snuck up behind me and smacked my butt.
Yo, man, I have to fight him.
Yo, did you tell him cosplay wasn't consent?
Wasn't.
So wait.
So I'm worried. Like, if cosplay isn't consent, does that mean not cosplaying is?
I always wondered that too.
That's a good question. Quick, Jason, make a poll. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Wait, what kind of poll? I mean, you're not cosplaying.
Oh, shit.
Oh, man. I won a free gift from Araj today. He had lunch, and he was like, guess what I'm having for lunch?
I'm pretty sure my answer was correct. He just didn't want to admit it.
Yeah, what?
Your dignity?
He doesn't have any dignity.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Oh, man. So much fun. He's going to have it for me at AwesomeCon. He's not going to be there, but he's going to make sure it's at his table thing. Yeah. I need to figure out who's going to be there.
And we found a new tactic for speed dating this weekend. So the ride to the hotel on Thursday night was a fun ride. I have a voice changer, 8-1 voice changer that I got from China. The whole car ride, he's just Constance and Drew playing with it. Just the high pitch, all of them, just the whole time.
Yeah, you know, it's in the car right now. You can go get it.
It's like an hour and 20-minute drive.
It's probably dead now.
Dude, they make the best raptor sounds. Like, if you're going to make a raptor sound using the voice changer, it's like, oh.
So Constance Friday decided, hey, I'm going to steal your voice changer and hook it up to the sign and walk around with the high-pitched voice.
I got, like, 3 people to sign up from that. So you're welcome. That's at least 3. So
yeah,
it works, Pat. It works. It was beautiful and magical, and someone recorded me doing that.
Saturday, I mastered my wild Pat call. We needed someone to pay with card, and just, where's Pat at?
Oh, yeah,
dude,
we had trouble finding you. We had to keep calling you.
If you yell loud enough,
yeah,
you will hear.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we saw our friends, Mike and Shell.
Mm.
What's her name? Epoch Ascension.
Mm-hmm.
Folks say right, but they also run New Year's Eve PartyCon, which you should go to.
Oh, I can't wait for New Year's PartyCon. I'm so pumped for that one.
I bought 2 of their books, so be prepared for reviews.
So far away, but it's going to be such a good time.
And or plugs.
Oh, and I can't wait to read their books, too, because I freaking love short stories.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And we saw the one and only Bay, you know, the guy who runs Totally Driven Entertainment.
I ran into him while I was...
He called me Pat.
Yeah, he called Drew Pat when we were going to see Ivy Doom Kitty.
Yeah, he found me eventually.
Funny.
It was pretty funny.
No, I'm not Pat.
What? Yeah, pretty much.
You're Drew.
Right?
No, sorry. Other moment. Who else did we run into there?
Everyone. The Philadelphia Power Rangers.
Like Rob. Oh, the Philadelphia Power Rangers.
Janita, Jamila. Yeah, I love Mark.
Mark
is one of my favorite cosplayers.
Ben? He's one of mine, too. I really like Mark. Mark is like...
He has the best video on Facebook right now with him. It's Ed, right? From Good Burger?
Yeah.
And him and Kel are just singing, he's a dude. It's the greatest thing ever.
And he's cosplaying as Ed in the video. It's the best thing ever. And isn't Kel also wearing the Good Burger shirt?
I can't remember. Oh, yeah, he's wearing the shirt that had, like, the burgers all over it. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah,
well, also, like, the Good Burger,
yeah, the Good Burger
Ed and
yeah.
Keenan on there. Whatever Keenan's character is in that. Oh, okay. We saw the Philadelphia PA Avengers. On Sunday, I ran into what Sarah was there for that day. Black Widow. What's her cosplay page? Phoenix.
Rising.
Rising.
No, that's wrong. That sounds totally wrong. I don't know.
I know.
But Sunita doing her interview thing. She got her interviews. Can you
stop
that?
She got to interview Amy Jo Johnson too. True, stop that. Truthfully,
and we saw Michael.
Our
we don't get to see
Star
often.
Trek cosplay buddy.
Yeah. Mike Wynn.
Yeah, he did a little interview with me about the geek speeding for his podcast.
Oh, he did.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. I didn't know that.
And we saw our best bud Jeffrey.
Oh, Vabarath cosplay. We're just called Vabarath cosplay, right? It's not just Aberrath.
Just.
It is
or is
awesome
it just Aberrath?
Superman.
Dude, that Superman came out really well.
Dude, like his hammer actually looks like he can actually hurt you too.
Oh, it can.
The Harley Quinn hammer.
I held it and I beat up some
people.
Yeah,
no, it can hurt you. It's very, very thick cardboard.
I don't know what Jeff was thinking. Like, did he want to work out while he's going out to the con?
Maybe.
It's like an industrial cardboard drum. I don't. It hurts.
So you can just get the ice cream barrels or something?
Come
on, Jeffrey. Come on, Jeffrey.
Come on, Jeffrey.
Come on, Jeffrey.
Get your shit together.
Come on, Jeffrey. Come on, Jeffrey.
And Mandy was there Sunday.
I saw it Saturday.
Did you have fun, Mandy?
Yes.
What was your favorite part, Mandy?
Hanging out with people.
What part did you like, Mandy?
Not you guys.
We suck.
It's true.
What people did you like hanging out with?
Why does everyone say hi to us if we talk? Like everyone.
Because they feel sorry for us.
Dude,
like,
it's
those assholes.
Scene,
just say hi.
It's also a great scene. Paul Sanders.
Hey.
Besto TV. Yeah, it's his YouTube thing. Besto TV. I can't wait for that video. It's going to be a funny video.
I know.
Some good moments. You were showing me.
There's a lot of things that I wish he could have filmed that would have been fun to film.
One of my favorite parts with him was when he stole Mike Hemming's costume. Mike Hemming makes like these gigantic robot-type cosplays. He stole Mike's cosplay, and no one freaking knew. He got pictures with the smoke and a couple other people, and no one knew.
They all thought it was Mike.
I still don't know who that character he was, except that it had a giant F, so I was calling it F-Man, and I assumed it was what happens
Fishman.
With all the Fs that we don't give.
We got a caller.
Oh, yeah?
I'm going to take a guess. I'm going to take a gander.
I bet it's Jason.
Hang up on him.
I'm not going to screen it, though. If you say Baba Booey, I'm hanging up on you right away. I'm just letting you know.
Baba Booey.
Yeah. Thanks for calling. Give Noah's Cosplay Variety Show. Who's this?
I was doing rules. No, Jason. Sorry.
Hey, Jason.
Hey, Jason.
Hello.
What up?
So, yes, there's a poll, but it's not about cosplay content. It's about favorite guests at the show.
That's fine. I was just kidding about that one anyway.
Favorite guests of the
show.
Yeah,
I was going to do that. No. But there is a one for favorite guests. So if you would like to go on and vote, even if you didn't go to the show, you can vote for whoever you want. So it's kind of like a primary. But anyway, enough about politics. Just vote.
Yeah, we were guests. We had guest badges.
We were guests. My favorite was giving up Scott.
Yo, Pat, where's your guest badge?
Give it away.
I did not put you guys on the guest list there, so I don't want to do that. You know, you guys are actually running the cosplay. You know,
I know
thanks,
who we're
so.
Not friends
with. Anyway, so how were those little events? I said, hey, you said that there were people, guests showed up, and we left Arnold's and people showed up.
Yep, on Saturday, I heard like a half an hour or so after we all left Arnold's, the Power Rangers showed up, like the actors,
yeah.
Including Amy Jo.
Wow,
you heard how
cool
your party was.
Yeah, so I'm like, hey, people over at Great Philly, there's a great after party. But hey, whatever, you know, we have our fun.
That was a lot of fun, Saturday and Sunday.
You had about 18 people there.
Yeah, dude,
yeah.
Right?
If we had any more, I would have felt really bad for our waitress.
Yeah, right. Totally would have. So Saturday, I think the only reason we really left early was because our friend Gabby of Wandering Alchemist Cosplay forgot her hat. We had to go create a hat last minute.
Yeah, we did. Did a damn fine job, too.
What hat?
Sleep. She had to make a scooter hat because she forgot hers at home. And then she gave it away.
Oh, I would have liked to keep it.
Right?
I helped. So, Jason, what were your favorite parts of the con?
I guess partially because I didn't get to see Austin St. John's panel last year because they rescheduled it. I got to sit in and he got to talk. Of course, he was the original Red Ranger, Jason, which is the same name as me. So I always enjoyed that, except when Rita always yelled Jason's name. He was not talking about me. So, anyway. And then definitely PBS. I mean, we got Carol Sminey, and we had Mr. McFeely. I forget his name right now. And it was awesome to hear them talk. I mean, they're getting up there, you know. It's difficult to travel, you know. I'm sure it must be. So it was great to see them and hear them talk. And I guess the other person would have been Denise Crosby. She was in Next Generation for about half the season. So she then came back as different characters. So that was cool. And, you know, just seeing a variety of, you know, characters. I didn't really attend the Gotham. I'm sure there was a Gotham panel, too. A lot of people liked that show. And it's great that those actors actually were able to come on the show and, I mean, the con and actually interact with fans. That was pretty cool. I mean, it's a hot show right now, as far as I know. So I don't watch
it. The Penguin dude is like, tiny. Like, I had, like, head and shoulders over him. Like when he walked past me, I was like, wow.
I kept hearing everyone say that he was way smaller than people expected.
Like he looks like really tall on the show. And then like you walked past me, I'm like, oh my God, I tower over
so
you.
He's the penguin in the show, but he's so tiny in every way.
Well, remember who played him in Batman Returns?
Yeah,
Danny DeVito. Yep.
Danny DeVito
maybe
was short, but he's wide like a penguin.
Yeah.
Is which what I meant. Width.
Oh.
Also Danny DeVito.
Danny DeVito is amazing. I always love his penguin.
Mm-hmm. And I guess one other thing, too, is I know, you know, Power Rangers is cool and all. I just, you know, got to give it a shout-out. Dime Force is one of the better series, and Aaron Cahill and Jason Fawn are really awesome and really cool. And it was great to, you know, meet and hang out with them. So their panel was amazing. Johnny Bosch crashed the panel. That was funny.
That's pretty cool.
So pretty much everybody was there. I mean, everybody. I mean, Kel Mitchell was awesome, too. You know?
Yeah, see?
And Ray Park, too. I got to see Ray Park as well.
Yeah, that's something. Like, I think we've done a total of all the cons we've been to over all the years of two panels.
Yeah, I remember.
Nicholas Brendan and the one with the guy, because he was we were just talking to him when we went to his panel. But Robert Paulson was there. I can't remember his name.
Oh.
Simon, Andy Simon. No.
Simon, yeah, Adam Simon.
Adam Simon, yeah.
Adam Simon, his writing panel. That means there was actually three because our first retro call, we went to Lobo's panel.
Oh, we did because we were like bored.
Mr. Lobo?
We wanted to sit down.
Yeah, we went to sit down. That was it. We went to sit down, so we sat in Lobo's panel because it sounded cool.
Which is really funny because now Jesse have given to us because the show was Lobo.
Yeah.
So smaller.
Is he the one that made that cartoon she showed us that was like an acid trip?
Yeah, he is.
That was wild.
But yeah, can you get a shout out to a couple really cool costumes that were at the con? The 12th and 6th Doctors walking around. That was pretty cool. That was on Saturday. Actually, it was me and my friend Tim. So that was cool.
Shameless self plug.
Shameless self promotion, you know, at Caterpillar Cosplay.
So that was pretty cool. Saturday, though, I had the different shirt, so people didn't think I was him. They thought I was some other character David Tennant played. I'm like, okay, I'll have to wear the vest and white shirt on Sunday, and I did. And then finally people started recognizing me. Also, I didn't really have a Sonic or anything with me, so well, I'm getting there, you know. People just seem to have that one costume for Capaldi's Doctor that's, you know, the most known, but he only wore it for a couple episodes. So he's worn all kinds of different outfits, but he's always had the hair, you know, and the long, you know, the jacket. So I'm working on it.
I don't think any of us have seen Capaldi one. Oh, except for Mandy. Apparently Mandy has.
I've seen a few.
I've only seen
she's so cool.
Yeah,
a bit of 10.
But I guess I bet you didn't know that you had a Kilgrave costume, though, did you?
Oh.
Because that's who I thought you were on Saturday, too.
Yeah, and also there was this really cool, who was it? Well, there was an Omega Supreme. That was pretty cool from Transformers. I think there was a Paraglide also from Transformers. Our friend, another Connie.
Connie's Mega Cosplay.
One.
Yeah, I remember her.
Yeah, and any of the Power Ranger, you know, cosplayers. And then, of course, the putty. He was a putty this year again, and it was pretty awesome to see him. That's Ben, I believe. He's the only person I know that's cosplayed as a putty from Power Rangers. So, hey, he likes getting beat up, I guess. I don't know.
These mics work really well.
Did you hear me?
I don't know.
I was whispering.
And then, I also like Michael Dolan. He always does his, like, what does he call it?
Dr. Deranged.
Dr. Deranged.
He's always that character.
He's such a nice dude, too.
Yeah, he was nice to hang out with.
I remember the first time that I actually met him. He didn't have that character yet. But he wanted a picture of Heather beating him up. Yeah. Randy, do you remember that?
Because he used to go to people who dress up as villains and have them beat him up or steal his bag and stuff for pictures.
I know he does kind of that, but, you know, with his character.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool. I like unique characters.
There's a pretty sweet punk rock Ariel, who nobody realized was punk rock Ariel.
You know, on that one site that always reports on local Philly cons, sciencefiction.com, they knew she was punk rock Ariel. What up?
Apparently people were asking her if she was the girl from Brave Merida.
Merida? She didn't look Merida at all.
She was using her Merida wig.
I still thought she was some kind of Ariel variation. I didn't know it was punk rock Ariel.
Yeah.
But I knew it was Ariel.
You can tell by the jacket with the spikes on it.
Oh, true, true.
Just Heather in chat. Oh, yeah. I punched his knee.
She totally did.
That's insane, too. I'm like, I figured that person was Ariel, I mean Jane, with Dariel, and using your imagination, you know? So I think it for a second, and they're like, oh, it's this person. But, you know,
I love mashups.
Yeah.
Mashup costumes.
Yeah, people are really cool
really
with
good
that
good
stuff. Definitely.
You need to sing.
I saw Captain Kyle for like 2 minutes.
Yeah, he
popped in. He did his little appearance.
Yeah,
I think he was one of the
Saturdays.
Captains. Oh, wait, he's always a captain. Never mind. Which captain was he each day? I forget.
Long.
He was only there Saturday. I didn't really remember what he was dressed as, though.
Some
Star
Trek.
Yeah.
He went to Chiller Con on Sunday, right?
Yeah, and he got the C word Al.
You say that like you've never met Weird Al.
I've only met him once.
Twice?
Hugged him.
Three times.
You made jokes.
Hugged him.
I pointed at you and said that you were a bigger fan of me when I met him. It was kind of awkward. He looked like he had no idea what to do with that because I walk up and I shake his hand. I'm like, yeah, she's a bigger fan of you than I am. I mean, I like your stuff. She's getting me into it.
So. That was before you even saw him live.
And he was like, okay, you want me to sign that book?
Yeah, Weird Al is really awesome.
Did you get anything cool from the con?
I got
like
the pop Howard Wolowitz from Big Bang Theory. It was for a friend, so I got it for them.
That's nice.
Lots of cool comics there, too. I just couldn't decide what I wanted to get, you know? Because I certainly didn't want to get into Pops myself, because if I did, Pops would be everywhere. I mean, I had that problem with Transformers already. I don't need that with Pops, too, you know?
Yeah,
they're
so cute.
The Slimer one's really cute. You got the Slimer, and you also have like the Ecto 1, I think. But this get really big, though. Same.
Yeah, I have like some BioShock ones that are pretty big. Giggity. Yeah.
But, yeah, it was a pretty awesome show. I mean, come on, you guys rocked it, you know? You always do. And I remember, too.
Attention.
Yeah, Last Great Philly was the first time I really got to meet you guys, really. I knew about you all before from Retro, but obviously.
I mean, we always recognized a bunch of your cosplays.
Yeah.
I think we referred to you as the guy who cosplays as Sherlock. Yeah.
Yeah, that's one of my best ones. I'll try to do him again, hopefully,
before
this year.
Met you, yeah.
But yeah, I mean, that's Doctor cosplay and that Sneaker cosplay I talked about a few weeks ago, still being worked on, are probably going to be big ones this year. But yeah, I'll probably pull Sherlock again. That would be awesome, because he always gets a good reaction.
Awesome. All right, then we're
going to wrap up. Pat, were you walking around without your Star-Lord mask on? That was fun. Got to see your face.
Yeah, because my Star-Lord mask was kind of broken this weekend. So I couldn't really wear it without falling off. So
This
was like one of my first cons where I'm not wearing anything on my face almost the entire con.
Yeah, you hung out with that T-Rex, too. That was awesome.
T-Rex was cool.
Or that was Peter. I think Peter doing it. But
oh, yeah, that was Peter, yeah. I have an Owen cosplay, but I haven't worn that to a con yet.
Yeah, so the giant T-Rex probably on, was he on stilts or something, walking around? I mean, the inflatable T-Rex we've seen all over the place, but this is the first time I saw one on those super lifts or whatever the heck those are called.
I was concerned Connie was going to leave me for the T-Rex.
I mean, this guy was a T-Rex, and he was wearing stilts. But you're better.
She's like, no, I wouldn't leave you. But it's a T-Rex. Like, come on, I can't compete with that.
Yeah, but I'm a raptor, and raptors and T-Rex don't always get along all that well.
Until Jurassic World.
Exactly.
Until Jurassic World.
Yeah. Okay, guys, I'll let you guys go. Awesome. Hang out with you, as always.
Yes.
Look for more events. For events on RetroCon this year. I'm definitely going to be hosting something else, and I'll bring it up at the time. So awesome chatting with you, and thanks for coming out and inviting people, and it was awesome.
Yeah.
Take care.
Thanks for calling.
All right.
All right, have a good one.
So did you guys get anything good from Great Philly?
I got that pop right there that no one can see, so I'm just going to point at it. But I got the Nightmare Batman pop, which is really cool from Batman vs. Superman.
Connie got a bunch of Jaws stuff.
I got way too much shark stuff this weekend. I got shark pajamas. I got that shark wallet purse thing. And then I got the Jaws bottle opener. And stop sneezing, Drew. That's gross. And I got two Jaws figures that are amazing and beautiful. And I have a problem. I have addiction.
Did we get me anything?
We got both for you and me.
Oh, yeah, the bows.
The bows are
those
cool.
Are like, those are like the archery weapons, not like a cool stereo.
Or, you know, the hair thing that you put in.
Yeah, not that either.
Archery bows with arrows. Arroz, which is Spanish for rice.
Yeah, but not rice. We
but
got,
not rice,
you
right.
Got, like, things you shoot from a bow.
Did you also get herpes?
I already had herpes.
Oh, I'm sorry.
He got crabs.
Uh-oh.
Give the mic back to Mandy.
They were delicious.
I bought a fairy tale necklace.
Dork.
I know. Also broke.
What's that? Oh, yeah. Call her. We couldn't hear you at all, Pat. Hello. Thanks for calling. You're on the air.
Oh, hey, guys. This is Jeff Aberrath, whatever the hell you want to call me.
Hey, Jeffrey.
Hey, how's it
Jeffrey.
Going? I finally decided to call in
hey,
after Jeffrey. I was shouted out by Pat.
You better fucking call.
Please don't eat us.
Wait. What did you do, Pat? Why are you laughing? What did I miss? I can't believe you said.
You don't know the theme?
I don't know if I should be scared or if you're calling me
I
a
missed the background
shark or what's going on.
We brought you on the show to murder you slowly with shark teeth.
Oh, okay.
My
bad.
Oh.
At least I go down in style then, all right?
Now we're having technical difficulties because Drew can't hear. We don't like Drew anyway.
See, this is why I didn't call in. Because I knew if I would, it would just screw everything up.
You broke it, Jeffrey.
Yep.
This other can't make things.
Thanks, bud. Nailed it.
So, Jeffrey, what was your favorite part of con?
Jeffrey.
I think we're just hanging out with you guys and everybody else I met through the con family type of thing.
Aww.
Yeah, I mean, that's really the main reason why I go to these cons now is just to interact with people and meet new people.
I think one of the main reasons we all go now, too, we don't see panels. We don't go to celebrities.
Yeah.
We see bitches in cosplay.
Yeah. Pretty much.
I mean,
I did,
whenever we see celebrities, it's just by accident.
Yeah.
And we talk to them. And that's it.
Exactly.
And one of them,
I think
one
when
because I did.
So you basically broke out two new costumes. Well, one you had for a while, but just never wore, right?
The Superman was finished 6 hours before I got up and went to the con, which
that
is
sucks.
Nothing out of the ordinary for me.
That's so rough.
I think I had Harley Quinn done 7 or 8 months ago, and then
you
I finally decided
now?
To wear it now. Yeah, I only wore it now. Yeah.
God damn.
Drew.
That was Constance. That wasn't
Drew.
Yeah,
was
seriously?
Fuck you, Jeffrey.
That's all Drew's fault.
I just always blame Drew for anything that kind of comes out of a body and makes noise.
And everything else
like
you blame on Drew.
Drew loves making noise during the podcast. It's like his favorite thing.
I don't blame Drew for everything.
Stop offering my Tic Tac.
Most of the stuff I blame Pat for.
I just blame everything on Pat by default. Sorry,
yeah,
Pat.
True.
Fuck you.
Yeah, fuck you.
Hey, Pat. Hey, Pat. Hey, Pat. Hey, Pat.
What?
Fuck you.
Did you buy any cool shit, Jeffrey?
I bought a couple odd prints. And that's really about it. The guy I met, who I can't remember the name of right now, but he did these cool odd prints that I got of Superman, Supergirl, Spider-Man, and Spider-Gwen. And through talking with him, I learned that he actually did the... he worked with Marvel and Netflix because he lives in New York, and he helped make the show Daredevil, I guess, watchable by people who are blind.
Well,
so he actually did all the audio cues, and he made them like send it back and do test phases for all the sounds in the background instead of just the character voices. So that was really kind of awesome to hear.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
Damn. Not all heroes wear capes.
Yep.
Some
exactly.
wear like face masks to cover their blind eyes.
Yo, Pat, how's your phone doing?
Yeah.
Doing good.
Yo, Pat.
Got any more cool sounds for us?
What are you fucking looking for, motherfucker?
Are you actually looking for sounds?
Yeah. He's probably just texting ladies.
Yo, Pat, you texting bitches?
Actually, no.
Your shirt says bitches.
Mandy's right here.
Oh.
I'm just kidding, Mandy.
Hi, Mandy.
You guys are so mean sometimes.
Jeffrey said hi to you. Did you hear him?
Yeah, Mandy.
Yeah, Mandy.
Hey,
yeah,
Mandy.
Jeffrey said hi to you.
Rude.
Hi, Jeffrey.
So rude.
Yo, Jeffrey.
Hi.
Yo, Jeffrey. Yo, Jeffrey.
What?
Yo, Jeffrey.
What?
Hi.
Hi.
Yeah.
What do I hear beeping in the background?
What are you trying to play, Pat?
Yeah.
Something for later.
Oh, okay.
So, Jeffrey.
Uh-huh.
There's a picture posted on Give No F's. So I see a nice group picture of all of us at Arnold's. But there's one thing that stands out in that picture. It's you giving everyone the middle finger.
God damn it. We're called Give No F's. Jeffrey.
See, you know what's funny about that? I used to never do that until I met you guys.
Yes.
That's the same thing for Mandy.
It is. And for me. Holy shit.
We're terrible influences.
Call me Drew Mandy.
Oh my god. You know what the best part of that is? I didn't notice you were giving the middle finger until the next day when I was scrolling through Give No F.
So she even noticed when she posted the picture. It was afterwards.
It was awful.
That's amazing.
Beautiful. So happy. Pat, you didn't even notice, did you?
I knew he was doing it at the time of the picture.
Oh.
And me and Paul were doing the whole we look bored thing.
Jackass.
I miss Paul.
Aw, Paul.
Hey.
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 Dude, the food at Arnold's was so good, though. Ugh.
I know. It was, like, really good for a place that's, like, a go-kart bowling alley. And that band I was playing Saturday night was actually really good, too.
And we didn't do anything with eat, even though they had all that shit.
Yeah, because we're fat and lazy.
Because we're fat and lazy.
And broke.
Well, speak for yourself.
I'm broke.
My bad. You guys didn't spend all your money at the con? I think Connie probably did.
I broke even by the end of the con.
Did we spend more than that? No, I think we broke. No, we probably spent more.
No, we made more than we spent.
You think so?
Yeah.
All right. Because I bought a lot of shark stuff, Drew.
Well,
and the slippers.
It really wasn't that much.
Ow. Don't fucking whistle to the mic.
Yeah, fuck you.
You
no. Ugh.
So, Jeffrey, what cosplay are you going to work on next? What League of Legends cosplay are you going to work on next?
I don't actually think I have another League costume for a while. It ends up taking so much of construction and time to get a costume like that done that I just don't feel like putting up with that shit right now.
Do Garen. Just do it.
Like cosplay him or do him?
Both.
Drew, when are you going to do Broloff?
Yeah,
Drew.
Eventually.
The hell?
Dude, Broloff.
No, you got to do Garen, and then you got to put bushes around you, so you're a Garen in the bushes.
Broloff.
And then yell them at
Broloff. Broloff.
Craggy Ice.
Drew.
I know, Broloff. I got it.
Drew.
Domasia.
I don't even know who I would cosplay as next in League. Like, there's some part of me that wants to do something human, because they already did Kindred. But there's... To who?
Jinx. That's the one everyone does, right?
I was thinking about it, actually. I mean, I've only done Harlequin, so doing something gender bent really isn't out of my zone.
Well, I didn't mean gender bent. I meant just her.
Oh, you mean just...
You mean fake boobs and everything.
Just actually do...
Please do Annie and Tibbers with someone.
Annie and Tibbers would be cool. So tricky, too.
What do you mean someone? You already have two people.
You call
so
me
tricky.
Sad.
You can be Tibbers.
Yeah, Drew. Yeah, Drew.
You don't even have to make a costume. They actually sell onesies that have Tibbers in it.
That's awesome.
There you go, Drew.
Just buy that and you're good to go.
We need a cosplay for you.
Cereal rabbit.
Oh, my God.
That can be another costume that nobody recognizes.
But we will.
But we will.
It's all that matters.
Scaring those kids back.
I still have to work on your cable arm.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, you do.
The cable that was supposed to be ready by New Year's Eve Party Con.
Yeah, fucking slackers.
Oh, man. AwesomeCon. I'll have it for AwesomeCon. At least the arm.
We're supposed to be experts for New Year's Eve Party Con.
Yes, we were. I remember that. I was supposed to have my spider suit done by like 3 years ago, and you were supposed to have the cable arm done.
Here's what we're going to do. We're going to get some poster board. We're going to cut out the middle, and we're going to put some like captions on TV, and then I'm just going to be confused and be like, I thought you guys said I should be cable.
Better idea. Better idea. I'll cut up your arm and replace it with a robotic one.
We'll just call Rocket Raccoon.
Fuck you, Pat. Don't you laugh at me.
Yeah, Pat.
Fucking Pat.
Fucking Pat. Dude, AwesomeCon is like a month away, pretty much.
Shut up.
And I'm still not going to it. I'm so
everything.
Sad.
What? God damn
what?
It, Jeffrey.
I'm sorry.
He has to go to some wedding or something. God damn it.
You don't
have to
do anything. You're a goddamn adult.
You're a goddamn adult.
Ron Perlman.
Ron.
Fucking
I know.
Mark Wade was announced today, too.
One of my other cosplay friends is now going to AwesomeCon instead of Wizard World Philly. Just because
Ron
Perlman.
Which is what everybody should do.
Who cares about Chris Evans and Chris Hemsworth?
I'm just going to throw it out there that like 50% of marriages end in divorce, but 100% of awesome cons end in being awesome.
That may be the best thing I've heard all week.
Oh my God.
Awesome Con was my favorite con last year, and we even went to New York Comic Con.
New York Comic Con.
I was so disappointed by New York Comic Con.
You can't, like, walk down the aisles. It's fucking annoying.
Too hectic.
Tony, when you write on this piece of paper, did you write Deeks?
I did.
Sorry, unrelated. Anyways, awesome con. Pretty awesome, right?
Deeks.
You should go.
You should seriously go. It was a lot of fun.
Weddings happen all the time.
And we can spend a crap load of money getting dinner at Dim Sum again.
I'm not doing that again.
I missed that last year. Jeffrey, what cons do you have coming up?
It wasn't worth it.
I have a list on my phone and I can't check it, but I know I have, let's see, the next one I think is possibly ACBC. I'm unsure about that one yet. After that I have, I think, FanFest in July 4th weekend in New Jersey. The week after that I have Garden State. And then
Garden
I'm going to the charity
weekend.
Thing you guys have.
Is the charity. Garden
yep.
State and the charity thing on the same weekend.
I was thinking of going to Garden State on Sunday.
Yeah.
Because I don't kind of want to get some filming done to the charity event on Saturday. I'm just going to tell you guys here that Drew is drinking water that is from the weekend. Just sitting in a bottle. Doesn't it taste like bottle and plastic to you?
I'm going to say.
All water has always existed, so it's all old. Okay.
Suck my dick.
So, if we ever get through a whole episode where Drew doesn't make a loud noise,
we won't.
I'm
going to
give the first call in like $100.
Drew, can you do that? I could use $100. That could buy me a cosplay.
That would buy me Ray.
Nope.
Not even for me.
Nope.
I'll let you suck my dick.
All right, I'll do it. Next episode.
I forgot there were kids. Oh,
and I can't really say that I'm like mad at Drew for doing that because I actually have a thing of water here sitting that's probably a week old and I have drank out of it.
Or for sucking Connie's dick.
Poor Heather.
Heather, I'm sorry that I'm gay with your sister.
He's not. He's really not.
There's nothing wrong with that. We can legally get married.
I wonder how many of your like Instagram followers are listening. Like, oh my gosh, she has a dick.
I hide it well.
Yeah, she does.
What?
Just Heather put dot dot.
Oh. Hey, Heather, go to bed.
Don't listen to her.
You're a teenager now.
You're a goddamn teenager.
You have to,
she's old.
You have to rebel.
Like 60% an adult. Her response should have been, fuck you, Mandy, you're not here.
You
can't
my
tell
mom.
Me what to do.
You're not my real mom.
How many candy
on my
Sam
supervisor.
Lee jumping on the bed?
Get wrecked, Mandy.
I really want them some garden at 10th Street. I want the soup
dumplings.
I'm going to go tomorrow and get soup dumplings and send you pictures.
You're a dick.
What if I can get it to ride home instead?
Never mind.
I might be able to.
In Center City at 6:30?
No, from my work.
So you think I'm going to drive her all the way up to your work?
Yes.
Or ride home?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, I got
you were going to do it anyway.
Yeah, I need time to kill anyway. Yeah, fuck you.
I hope they can't give you tickets while you're in a parking garage.
Probably not. Let's probably get that.
It's only one way to find out.
Yeah. Jeffrey.
What?
I don't know.
So how is it? How is it? Excited as everybody for Captain America Civil War next week.
I'm just hoping it plays at the fucking drive-in so I can go on Friday and see it.
God,
it'll play.
Tank wires.
No, we're going on Saturday. No, it is Friday. It is Friday. Friday.
Right, we got fucking Baby Metal on Saturday.
Yeah, bitch.
Yeah, no. Yeah, we're going Friday. I know. I'm not going to that either because I'm fucking lame.
Yeah. Goddamn bitch. You're why we can't have nice things.
No, we can have nice things. You're why you can't have nice things.
It's going to be terrible.
I know.
To the
this has been
Friday.
My problem for a while.
It's going to be awful because there's Drive-In Friday.
Fucking Free Comic Book Day.
Free Comic Book Day on Saturday. And then after Free Comic Book Day, we have a concert. And then I'm going to die on Sunday and then go to dinner for our other sister's birthday. And I'm going to be dead.
Oh, God damn it. I did not have anything to do on Sunday.
Well, we can sleep in. I'm so excited for Baby Metal.
Did she pick where she's going to
be? Heather asked if she could come.
Is it somewhere good?
And I have no idea where Jeannie wants to
go. I don't know if they're sold out or not. Baby Metal.
You didn't give up your ticket, Mandy?
No.
Sure, we could give our tickets up and just go to sleep.
No, I mean, you could just skip the birthday, too. I mean, they're going to have another birthday next year.
What's that, Jeffrey?
Hi, Nutmegs.
You could just skip the birthday on Sunday. They're going to have another birthday next year.
Yeah, that's a good point.
That's true.
They have a birthday.
Are you sure about that?
Also,
oh, shit, now you're right.
When's Mother's Day?
I feel bad.
The 8th. Right.
Mother's Day? No, it can't be the first.
It is the 8th.
What
it's
the fuck?
8th.
It's the 8th.
What?
Eighth.
I know. What the fuck?
Well,
I was going to say, it's the first Sunday. It's right, the first Sunday is this Sunday.
Yeah.
Bitch.
Because fucking calendars are stupid.
If it's the 8th, then it's mathematically impossible to be the first Sunday. Because there's only 7 days in a week.
You can suck my left nut, and I'll lick my taint.
I just want to give a quick shout out to Ginger Liz Cosplay. She also has another page, Land Photography. She just sent me a bunch of pictures that she took from the last charity event we did. And they're awesome. And I'm a very happy camper.
Ginger Liz?
Ginger Liz.
Ginger Liz. That makes a lot more sense.
It does make a lot more sense. I'm just trying to find all her pages so I can follow them myself.
Was that a... Liz from Hercules at the event?
Yeah, Meg.
Yeah. Oh, Meg, yeah. Yeah. She looked amazing.
She looked really good this weekend. She was working with a booth. Not going to name names.
Dude, her yeah. Nightwing. The Nightwing. She looked amazing in the Nightwing.
Yeah. All the cosplays are awesome.
The first thing we have is free plug.
We plugged Amazon.
I did a whole commercial for Amazon for crepe.
Oh, poor guy.
Yeah, but she looked great all weekend.
Tables, man.
Yep.
Tables.
We have to film that commercial this weekend. We have to do it.
I know. I really want to.
Nobody knows what it's like.
Silo. Behind my dad.
So, like, since Jeffrey's on, because Jeffrey was contributing, I posted yesterday on Facebook asking people for some emo songs, since I don't listen to that music. I was going to say something else, but it'll be nice. And, like,
I will punch you.
You people need hugs, man. The song. Jeffrey needed like the biggest one.
Especially probably Mandy. I heard she loves that kind of music.
Well, the song she gave me, like, it's kind of perfect, I think. About her father.
Which one?
Jesus Christ, those songs are depressing as fuck.
Oh man, what was that one about, like, looking up at the light or something like that?
It was the Untitled, Simple Plan Untitled, I think.
Oh my god.
Yep, that was it.
I mean, I have more I could give you if you need them.
I'm not a perfect Sith Lord.
Damn it.
I've got
Don't stop
some
it.
More.
Oh god, now it's stuck in my head. I hate you all.
And I can feel the light side, and so
spoilers.
I ran. Beep. Boo. I don't want to spoil it for anyone.
Sure, on DVD now, right? It's okay, right?
I'm going to give it like 1 month on DVD, then we can spoil it all we fucking want.
What?
This Sunday's either going to be like really good or not.
What is?
This Sunday. I just hope it doesn't go till 10:30 again.
Oh, I'm leaving. If I'm leaving by 6. I don't care what happens. I'm leaving by 6.
Is it right for me to come again? Is it just the normal people?
It's normal. Yeah, you can go. You gotta wake up early.
I'm just, if you want to go, if you want to, we have to be there at like 11:30.
How long of a drive was that for you, Jeffrey? Like 2 hours? For the taping.
To get where? Oh, it's the taping. It's
what taping?
Sunday.
I think it's like 1 hour and 45 minutes.
Oh, is he going?
I asked him to, but he said if it was a shitty drive, he wasn't going to go.
Oh,
but if it's an hour and 45 minutes, it's a shitty drive, so he shouldn't go.
Listen, don't be a bitch, Jeffrey. Don't you do it.
Yo, fuck you.
Yo, fuck you.
Yo, fuck you.
Yeah, fuck you.
If you do a taping in a con or something closer, I would definitely do it.
When's your next con taping?
November.
You know what? It's not even closer because it's in fucking Delaware.
I don't get the joke.
It's not a joke. It's just
not a joke. Jeffrey said he'll go to one if it was at a con that's closer.
Yeah.
You're filming at the, what is it, the Geek Kinking, right?
Where?
No, man. It's the Geek Kinky Con or something.
In the mall.
Huh?
It was around those bumper things.
Cool.
Let's just throw a table down. Or table.
How about we flip the table?
Oh,
should we flip the table? I want to flip some tables.
Yeah, save your angst for the commercial.
Oh, I have a lot of angst today. What?
Jeannie has a bad joke.
What did Jeannie say?
Every taping of Connie is a con taping.
Oh! Oh, no, that's so good.
No, fuck you. It's not good. No.
That's
so
bad.
That's
literally like how
the best.
Every time I tell a joke, it's a major joke.
Oh.
Hey, your fucking phone. What the fuck?
Fuck you.
Which is the last 45 minutes of just cursing at each other. Fuck
yep.
you.
Fuck
Randy
you. You can give the finger though, right? Like, I've seen you do that.
Heather said no.
Oh, okay.
Heather, you're supposed to be asleep.
Don't listen
yeah, right?
to Heather.
You're a teenager now.
Oh,
God, she is
maybe.
A teenager.
Or is it?
That was a good night burp for Heather.
Your eyeballs.
You go smoking in the gender neutral bathrooms.
What the fuck was that?
Is the song spoken in the boys' room? They made a picture of a band that says smoking.
Well, it practices vaping in the gender neutral bathroom.
Vaping. Because vaping makes you cool.
Good time.
So Jeffrey, did you know you can actually make cosplays if you don't give yourself a shitty deadline, like 2 weeks before New York Comic Con?
I did not know that. I think you're supposed to come with that.
It's that over the weekend. If you actually like say, I'm gonna finish this in 6 months, you don't have to freak out about it.
But I'm really good.
You know
that.
What happened? All the cosplays I did say that, and then 6 months later, I kind of waited to do the final part of it, and it ended up being the most difficult parts every time.
Is it the Spider-Man?
No, that was just a shit show to begin with.
You should have just had it sewn for you. I don't know why.
Legit.
Well, Well, see, I didn't have it done for me because it was $300 and I'm cheap. But now that I look back on it, $300 is totally worth it.
Oh.
Can you just like get like a red?
It's
like,
spandex.
Like,
he has
like,
a special print of X-Force.
Get a green man suit and then put like the red kind of straw lines on it. Put like a marker.
Yes, dude, this is exactly the next Spider-Man outfit.
The Italian Spider-Man.
Oh, Italian Spider-Man.
Italian Spider-Man is best Spider-Man.
And as
hey, look,
said,
we have
Italian Spider-Man, I'm just picturing Spider-Man like swinging around a city on a spaghetti.
Hey, Jeffrey, we love having you on the show. Someone else just called
you.
In.
Are you trying to keep Jeffrey off?
I think I am. I'm just going to say, I'll get our caller. I don't give a shit.
No, no, it's fine. I'll see how it is, Pat. Fuck you.
Get the hell off our show.
I'll miss you.
We'll miss you.
Goddamn fire.
You're goddamn fire. Oh, he hung up like real quick. God damn it, Jeffrey. He said bye.
He didn't even say bye. Well, he said, fuck you, Pat. That's pretty much like bye.
Yeah, it's pretty much bye. All right. I'll allow it. So here, let's see who this caller is. Hello, caller. Thanks for calling to give us a variety show. How are you?
Hello. Long time listener, first time calling tonight.
Aww.
Brad.
How's it going, folks? We legitimately are listening to the show. Most entertaining. I'm in the next room so that we don't have interference. Or don't, you know, have that echoey effect. But Missy's
background.
Hi, Missy.
I'm sure she says hi. I can't hear her right now, but I'm sure she does. So I just thought I'd call in because, you know, we just hit 4 cons over 2 weekends, including 2 of the ones you mentioned.
Nothing.
Yeah.
So,
what the heck, dude?
We didn't cosplay for any of them, but. We were there.
Wasn't,
you know,
Missy cosplaying as a Geek Girl Castle model, though, wearing a skirt?
She was, as memory serves, so were all 3 of you.
Kyle didn't even believe us when we said that. Kyle was like, yeah, Drew loves that skirt. He loves wearing that skirt. And Kyle was saying, yeah, like, as a headband? No, as a skirt. Come on.
I take that back because for one of the four conventions mentioned, we did cosplay as the 10th and 11th Doctors. But of
Which
course,
convention was
something
that?
Else happened.
Oh yeah, that whole thing.
That
Do you want
thing.
To go through that, like kind of like?
If you'd like.
Yeah, I would.
Okay.
We're friends with celebrities right here.
Internet celebrities.
Well, Missy and I are now engaged, and we got engaged
Woo!
In front of David Tennant and Matt Smith.
That's so cool.
Thank you. I'll go through the whole story. There's actually a CNET article about it because a former person I was writing with for one of those TV sites heard the story, liked the story, and wrote it up for CNET. But I'll repeat it just because, you know, we like your radio show. And it's a nice story. All right. I had already ordered the ring in, like, January, and it's a cute ring. It's like an R2-D2 ring from one of those specialized Etsy sites named Paul Michael Design. A lot of nerdy jewelry. And originally I was planning to propose later in this year because we're going on a cruise together. But then on my birthday, coincidentally, they announced the Doctor Who event. And Missy and I met through Doctor Who. We'd kind of first seen each other at a convention, and we really started chatting at a Doctor Who pub meetup in New York City. So, you know, and I've seen videos online before where people at these conventions have proposed in front of one of the doctors. So I thought it'd be cool to propose in front of 2 of them. So I kind of contacted the ring people, told them to hurry up, contacted a separate Etsy store so I could have a ring box shaped like a TARDIS. And you know, it was pretty much a case where I told nobody. The actors were unaware. Wizard World, who was running the convention, was unaware. And, you know, Missy was just expecting us to go up and pose. And I surprised her because she went in first. And once we reached the two actors, I got down on one knee and did the whole thing. And Wizard World, I tried to secretly, and I use this term loosely, ask the people behind us to video record it on their phones. And I tried to do this subtly, like, you know, trying to write a note on my phone. What are you writing on your phone, Brett? Oh, it's nothing. It's just a note to myself. And, you know, trying to whisper something to the people behind us who were nice people, and we were chatting with them. And I did manage to have her read the note on my phone, but long story short, the Wizard World people put the kibosh on that, no videotaping in the room.
A bunch of tools.
Yeah. Nonetheless, they did do something nice, and that is, rather than just take one photo, they took a sequence of photos.
Yeah, I saw that when Messi posted it. I was actually shocked they did that.
And they gave us all four photos. There were four total. And we used our signatures and got the last one signed by the two of them.
That's awesome.
And now it is in a frame. It's quite possibly the most expensive engagement photo ever. I can't say that. I haven't seen every engagement photo, but it's got to be like in the top five or something.
Yeah, I mean, how often do you get to get proposed in front of David Tennant and Matt Smith?
The first two people to congratulate us.
Yeah.
So it was a pretty sweet experience overall.
So what would have happened if she said no?
I had no contingency plan.
It was very
like
awkward.
Those posters for the A-Team movie. There is no plan B.
But she had, like, she had no idea you were doing this. Like, I mean,
no.
You guys never talked.
She did know I got the ring, but she had no, again, her suspicion was that I proposed to her later in the year, possibly on our cruise. So she knew it was going to happen. She didn't know when.
That's awesome.
And so, yeah, so cute. I'm going to have to work very hard to try and create an even better wedding story, but I'm still working on that.
I know. How do you top that?
Right.
Have all the doctors in your wedding party. I think that's it.
That could get expensive. obviously, we were also at Great Philly Con for the one day, and we did go to Chiller, and Missy's father, Weird Al Yankovic, says hi. I'm sorry. I screwed that up. I meant to say Constance's father, Weird Al Yankovic, said hi.
Oh, Weird Al.
Awkward.
Is that your first time meeting Weird Al?
I'm sorry?
Was that your first time meeting Weird Al?
No, actually, it was my second. He had done a previous Chiller. We've, like yourselves, I've gone to several of his concerts. And I went with Missy to one of them last summer, when he was playing Baltimore.
And yeah, we went to
Amish stuff.
Lancaster. And that's when Amish stuff happened. We'll save that for another time.
We also did get tickets for his new tour. We're seeing him at Radio City Music Hall.
Hmm.
Which I believe is the final stop on that tour.
That's cool. Is that the one with the orchestra or something?
Well, it's gigantic on the inside. I don't know if he's going to, you know, he'll have his band. There, all kinds of stuff happened there. So there is an orchestra section, sure.
Yeah, I mean, I thought this tour was, he was like playing with an orchestra or something.
I honestly don't know.
He just extended the mandatory world tour.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, I got a couple things signed, and I got him sign his albums.
It's so funny when you, like, meet him. He seems like such a shy guy. It's really weird. He's, like, soft-spoken.
He's shy. He's just soft-spoken and not really, like, yeah.
I don't think he likes crowds.
Yeah.
Because they're very careful about it. They keep at the chiller, they keep a wall between him and, like, you line up behind the wall, one of those fake walls they put up, and which I believe is actually the wall he had of his, you know, history, which was on his tour. This is going to sound a bit like bragging. I got VIP passes for the last tour, and we got a special. Sorry. I'm a big Weird Al fan. Have I mentioned that? And we basically, Missy and I went as a result to like this private Weird Al themed party, and they had like a wall of his entire history, like, you know, of his professional history starting in the 80s and all of his accomplishments and all these photos of him with famous people. And it was really cool. Anyway, it was the same wall at the Chiller Theater. Gone.
That's really cool.
Constance, you should have blown it off and just went to Chiller. Should have blown off this great Philly thing.
He's on tour. I don't get to see him much.
We were working.
Excuses. No, but it was really cool. You know, I don't know if he'll ever be at a con again, but he's a pretty healthy guy, so I suspect there's more chance than not.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's like doing.
He does not age.
No, he doesn't. And now he's doing like that TV gig where he's a band leader. I forgot for which show.
I don't even know that.
But you know, his recording contracts with, you know, record labels are done.
I know he's in Gallivant.
Yes, he was in Gallivant as a monk. So the point is I don't know if he's going to keep putting. I mean, I suspect he'll keep putting out albums, but the market is totally different from when he started.
I mean, he said he's never going to stop putting out albums.
Yeah, and just but the thing is, a lot of people do song parodies now.
Yeah, but they're not as good. By being not Weird Al.
Yeah.
I think it's just hard because the songs today suck too.
That's true.
It's making them better.
I got with that Mandatory Fun, I literally had no idea what songs he was parodying because I didn't know the original songs.
there's a saying that while the people Al parody fade into obscurity, he still has his, you know, niche and remains popular as a result.
Yeah.
I mean, when's Tone Loke put out his last album, you know?
Tone
Loke. Yeah, remember him?
Yeah.
I just remember him through Gilligan's Isle thing.
Wow thing.
Yeah.
I heard that old guy sing that.
Oh, yeah, the old guy.
What was that? He was singing.
The other Wow thing.
Oh.
Yeah.
No, that the original Wild Thing was by the Trogs.
Right.
And then made popular again by Sam Kinison.
I love Kurt Cobain said like they knew they made it when Weird Al parodied one of his songs.
Yep. Yep. And it was about them too. The song was called "Smells Like Nirvana," and he's if you ever watch his videos, like watch the original videos and his videos side by side, you know, that he knows how to make a parody.
Yeah.
It's so good.
I miss Al TV. Al TV was always funny.
Dude, Al TV was the best. I still need to find an outlet to show Drew UHF. I don't actually own it.
The movie UHF?
Yeah. Drew's never seen it.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
I, of course, own the DVD. If you guys need to borrow it, let me know.
Hey, yeah, well, I'll drive all the way up to New York for it.
So right now.
I doubt we'll have to do that. I'm sure we can coordinate something in the future.
Well, Missy's going to be there on Sunday for taping.
That's true. We need more business cards.
Yes, that's true. And I did want to once again thank you guys for your extraordinary pushing of Missy's business, which,
I do
as
work
all
in
your
marketing.
Listeners know, can be found at geekgirlscastle.com. I repeat that, geekgirlscastle.com.
That's skirts with pockets, just so everyone knows.
Skirts with pockets, with a drawstring waist for one size fits most. And they're all nerdy themed. You got your Star Wars and Doctor Who. And I think she's working on Star Trek now. And she even had Downton Abbey.
Nice.
So.
Are you writing a theme song now?
Yes.
Shopping here at Geek Girls Castle.
GeekGirlsCastle.com.
You guys can write the theme song. Go right ahead.
Wait until I have a catchy jingle.
Okay. I will let you guys go now. And
cool. Thanks for calling in.
Pleasure.
And telling us your
My
great
pleasure.
Proposal story.
Yeah, thank you, sir. Cool. And
yeah, awesome.
Pleasure listening in. Please keep going on and doing this radio show. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, we will. Hopefully we can keep thinking of things to talk about.
You're also tired right now.
You guys try. Talk to you later.
All right, talk to you.
Fairly well.
Bye.
I think what we're going to do now is go to the all shows commercial block or plug thing, majigger. And then we'll end the show. We're all tired. We're all dying. So we'll be back right after these messages.
Are you ready to be totally driven? Totally Driven Entertainment Network has a full lineup of shows dedicated to total entertainment. Starting on Mondays, we have the always relevant and often hilarious Hard Talk with Big Daddy and Big Booty Trudy. That's at 6 p.m. And at 11 p.m., go 8 flights up and get your mind right. Tuesdays at noon, Pro Wrestling Now with Mike Ferreira covers professional wrestling news, rumors, and one-of-a-kind interviews with professional wrestling performers and insiders. At 8 p.m., join Smith Hart of the legendary Hart Family Dynasty for the Hart Grapevine as he goes behind the scenes and shares his knowledge of the professional wrestling industry and some truly remarkable special interviews, too. Welcome to Hump Day, Wednesdays, 9:30 a.m., the Coco and Wee Wee Show asks the age-old question, who do you love, who do you shove? And at 8 p.m., the Give No F's Cosplay Variety Hour brings you the best in cosplay, comics, video games, and more. Thursday nights at 5 p.m., Pro Wrestling Now with Mike Ferreira returns to the airwaves to cover professional wrestling news, results, and more. At 8 p.m., Totally Driven Radio, the show that started it all, brings you the best in topical conversations, celebrity interviews, exclusive musical guests, and so much more. Your Friday night would be incomplete without a trip to Uncle Shawnee's Playground. Join Uncle Shawnee at 8 p.m. and prepare to be offended, but, you know, in a good way. At 10 p.m., don't forget the LAW Retro Wrestling Hour, bringing back the golden age of professional wrestling. Saturday mornings at 10 a.m., the Mojo Sports Show starts your weekend off with a healthy dose of sports mojo. Get the latest news, scores, results, and more every Saturday morning. At 9 p.m., Totally Driven Radio rocks. Bay Ragney unleashes his inner beast as he takes you on a heavy metal journey and looks at the music he thinks rocks. That brings us to Sunday morning, the perfect time for a big weenie. At 10 a.m., the Big Weenie Castanini Show goes live around the world. And ending the week at 9 p.m. on Sunday nights. Join the TV Nation for your weekly dose of the Nerd Herd and talk all things comics, TV, movies, and pop culture. Remember, get driven, stay driven.
You need a hug.
I never meant to do those things.
I had to do all the coffee. You look like you need a hug, buddy.
I need a hug. I need a nap. Actually, I need to go to bed.
Wait, why'd you stop it?
We thank you all for listening to this week's show. I hope we weren't that boring. What? What's the hand? Oh, Connie. Are you calling me a little shit, little fuck? I don't know what you're trying to call me there.
Yeah, Connie.
What?
Jeannie. God damn it. Sorry.
So
it said Chesney. I don't know. You're all the same.
Yo,
fuck you.
Yeah, fuck you.
God damn.
Thank you all for listening to this week's show, and hope you tune in for next week. Next week we'll talk about something. Oh, we should do that.
Oh.
Are you going to be crying the whole like thing?
I hope so.
Yes, he will.
Final Fantasy. My favorite cosplay from the weekend. I didn't even talk about that.
Aerith. Did you cry like a little bit?
Oh my gosh, she was so spot on. Like literally, I was like, I love your cosplay. She stopped, expecting to be go. Can I take a picture? But I was just so in awe of the cosplay, I couldn't do it.
Was her costume so good that Sephiroth nailed it?
Fuck you.
Cosplay is not consent.
So, but yeah. Well, thank you all for listening, and hopefully we'll see you on chat, which makes no sense, radio. Hopefully we hear from you next week, too, and calling in.
The Give No F's Variety Show.
Get your geek on at Atlantic City BoardWalkCon, the region's hottest comic convention, celebrating comics, cosplay, and all things geek, from exclusive guests, panels, to industry professionals, including Marvel and DC artists and writers, all the way to celebrities from your favorite movie and TV shows, including The Flash, Marvel Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., Sons of Anarchy, Orange is the New Black, and more. AC BoardWalkCon is bringing the best to Atlantic City May 13th to 15th at the Atlantic City Convention Center. Tickets on sale at www.doacbc.com, where you can also find the full list of events and guests. Be sure to follow ACBC on Twitter and Facebook at DoACBC for the live convention updates. Be part of the action? Visit DoACBC.com for tickets today.